Welcome to the Better Part Podcast. I'm Jenna Scott, a wife, mom of seven, and most importantly, daughter of Christ. Jesus wants more for us than the chaos, comparisons, and confusion of this modern life. Let's grow toward Him as we journey through motherhood together. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Better Part Podcast in our very first series all about prayer. I'm so thrilled you're here. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited to dive into this with you. A little bit nervous, but really excited. And I just can't wait to learn and grow in prayer alongside you. So again, this is Jenna Scott. This is formerly 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm a friend of Stephanie's that is she's passing the torch too. I've loved 500 Seconds to Joy, and I just hope and pray. I've been praying so much that God would continue His work and use me as a mouthpiece because, gosh, I do not have any wisdom on my own without Him. So if you would, please say a prayer for me any chance you get so that I can, you know, and I can decrease and the Lord can increase and He can work through this time in talking to you. So I'm really excited. Thank you for joining me. Again, this first series that we're doing is all about prayer. And I thought it was just a really good place to start because our relationship with Jesus, we could also call this series relationship. Our relationship with Jesus is really the foundation that we want for every other part of our lives. And I figured if we're talking about different parts of motherhood and marriage and just life, if we're talking about all these things, we really need to set the foundation, set the ground so that we can build upon it. And you may know this, you may not have experienced this before, I don't know, but if we can keep our relationship with Jesus at the center, it just, everything else falls into place so much better. Everything else makes so much more sense. So I want that for you. I know Jesus wants that for you. And so, and I want that for myself. So I'm hoping that we can grow together in it. So this first episode is all going to be about kind of setting the perspective. I'm going to share my background with you a little bit so you can kind of see where I'm coming from. And I'm going to challenge you to see where you're coming from, kind of look at what prayer has looked like in your life, and then take an honest look at where you're at now. Because as we both try to grow in this, it's really helpful to see where we start at. What ground are we building on? So I'll start by sharing a little bit about my own life. I grew up in a Catholic Christian household. I grew up where attending Mass was regular. We attended Mass every Sunday. We prayed before meals together. We would do devotionals together sometimes. I wouldn't say that I grew up learning about a personal relationship with the Lord as much, but I definitely had so many opportunities to grow in the faith. And because of that, because I had opportunities to go on amazing retreats and learn from so many people, I was able to kind of see as I came into high school, and I'll share more about this in another episode, I was able to come into my own knowledge of Jesus. And when He revealed Himself in such an obvious way to me, it seemed like the clear choice to start finding a way to bring Him into my everyday. You know, sometimes it's like when you have a taste of that love, of the absolute love the Father has for you, you just want more. And that's where I was at. I started to try to pray more regularly on my own. I tried to read scripture and bring it into my life, but I didn't really know how. And, I tried and I fumbled and, I grew anyway, but it wasn't probably until college that I kind of learned how to make it my own. I had the example of some beautiful women who had just these rocking relationships with the Lord. And they really taught me through example about how to read scripture, you know, how to bring this in and how to develop my own quiet time, my own prayer time daily, and why that was important. And so that started to grow. And by the grace of God, I started to really learn more about Him and fall deep in love with Jesus. and let him love me, you know, be open to accepting that. So through that, I really grew. My life changed as I fell deeper in love with him. And, you know, that was reflected in my time. I spent a lot of time in prayer and a lot of time just getting to know him, more in all different kinds of ways and growing in my love for scripture. So that was in college. It was awesome. Through that time, I was able to be led by the grace of God to my husband, who's just this incredible man. We got married our senior year of college. I had graduated early, so thankfully I was graduated, but my husband was not senior year. And then we immediately got pregnant. And it was awesome. It was incredible. Like, we're so, so grateful we met each other so young and we got to do that. But it did mean that I jumped from this time of college when my life was my own. I could spend hours in prayer every day, in silence, going to the chapel all the time, to now I'm a mother. You know, I went from college life to motherhood. And that was really hard. I mean, you know, becoming a mom is really hard in all aspects. I mean, it's so awesome, but it is really hard. And my prayer life changed a lot in ways that I was not excited about. You know, I couldn't spend hours in silent prayer or contemplation because I had this adorable little baby girl who was precious but loud and needed me to bounce her around, and I was sleep deprived, and I was so sad. And I honestly, it probably took me maybe 2 years to mourn my former prayer life and wonder if I'd ever be able to spend time with Jesus like I did before. You know, it's kind of similar to maybe our relationships with our husbands, right? Like, used to be able to do these long dates and gaze into each other's eyes and do whatever you wanted together. And then you become a parent and you're like passing the baby back and forth and talking about cleaning and plans. And it was really hard. But since then, by the grace of God, I have grown to find a new normal in my relationship with Jesus. And it has not always been perfect, but I've learned a way to bring prayer into my life in a daily way and to still grow in relationship and total love of Jesus. And I have gotten to know him in so many more ways. And I've grown to know him in a more mature way. You know, as a mother now myself, I've gotten to know him in a new, I see him through new eyes. Again, kind of like we see our husbands, right? It kind of changes, right? And you kind of learn to love them in a new way once you see them be a dad and you're a mom, right? So anyway, I've seen ups and downs in my prayer life as a mom. I'm sure you're the same. And I've noticed the effects of either one of these. I've noticed how when I am in consistent, deep prayer, and that's a part of my daily life, I feel so much more at peace. I feel at peace with who I am, and I don't need to compare myself to others as much. I am more confident in what I'm doing because I know that God's guiding it and I know that he can help me in it and I depend on him. I am more capable of loving and serving others like my children and my husband. And best of all, I feel connected. I feel connected to the one who loves me. I feel loved and adored, and I feel connected to the one who wants to give me everything. And that makes all the difference on everything. And I want that for you. That might be something you've experienced before, or it might not totally be what you've experienced before. You might have a relationship with the Lord where you are an awesome mom. You learn from scripture. You've learned from him and from examples of him, but you might not have that deep connection with him. Maybe not yet. Or maybe this is something that you've had before, but it's really hard to keep going. And maybe you have this deep connection and you only want to dive deeper. And wherever you are, I want to go alongside you and help you go even deeper, because I know that Jesus loves you. You are his beloved daughter. I know he wants to take your heart and soften it and love it and take care of it. He wants to nurture you. He wants to comfort you. He wants to guide you. He wants to give you every good thing. And gosh, I would be honored to walk alongside you in that process. So with that, that's kind of gaining some perspective on where I'm coming from. With that, I would love to challenge you to look at where you are at, where you are at in your prayer life. I would like you, before our next episode, you know, sometime that you have a minute, I mean, how many minutes do you have? Probably not many, but if you have a minute to think about it, or even thinking about it right now as I'm kind of sharing about this, take a minute to think about these three questions. First of all, what was prayer like for you when you were growing up? I'd like you to kind of think about, did you have it in your household? Is it something that was modeled for you? Maybe think about, did you ever have maybe an example for prayer? Can you think of someone from your childhood or even in your young adult life that was maybe an example to you in prayer? What did that look like for them? What do you have in your head as a really good example for prayer? Who could you look to in that? Who would be your model in that? All right. The second question is, sorry, I'm looking through this. Has there been a time in your life when you felt particularly connected to the Lord? So this could be maybe a stage, like I said, for me in college, or maybe even a specific retreat that you went on, or even one day that you had just this awesome connection, this stellar connection with the Lord. Try to remember that time. Remember as many details as you can. Think about how you felt when you got to be connected with Jesus. Think about how he spoke to you, how you knew he was there. So think about that. Number three, I want you to think about where you are now. So now I'm asking you to do this. This is kind of a challenge for you, but I want to caution you a little bit before you think about this, because I think sometimes as women, we can be really critical on ourselves. We can be kind of hard on ourselves at where we're at. So I want to just give a little preface saying that when you look at where you're at, I don't want it to be through a judgmental lens. I don't want it to be at a, you know, catching yourself where it's wrong lens. I want it to be more in a kind of scientific lens, a data gathering lens. Where am I at? Because if you have that kind of baseline, then you can grow from that. So you might think about, am I praying daily in an exclusive way where I'm doing nothing else but spending time with the Lord? And how long is that? Is that for a few minutes? Is that for half an hour? Is it for an hour? I mean, that would be awesome. Is it, what does that look like? And what do you do during that time? Do you kind of have a plan that you follow? Or is it kind of where the Spirit leads that day? And you might even, this could be another way that you could think about it. It's just, you know, another example of a way you can think about it to kind of see how connected you feel with the Lord. Let's say you had a question about life, about where, what you should do, or maybe just about understanding what's around you. How would you go about asking the Lord that question? How would you try to find that answer from God? And like that can kind of, it can kind of give you like a little window, like where am I when I'm trying to speak to the Lord? What, how does that look and what does that look like? And before I leave, I would love to just encourage you to be gentle with yourself and ask Jesus to come alongside you where you are. If you are close with him, then come close to him and ask him to open your eyes where you can grow. And if you don't feel close to him, ask him to gently bring you into his love. So I'll leave you with that and think about those things. And then I'll meet you back here next week where we're going to talk about a lot of awesome practicals of prayer. And we're going to kind of start with that before we go into the different types of prayer that we can grow in together. So I hope that I see you there. I hope that you're back here. I hope that God can work in your week and show you how beloved you are. Thanks so much again for joining me. Bye. Thank you so much again for being here today. If you know of anyone who could gain from this episode, would you please share it with them? You never know how God might be calling you to bring someone else closer to Him. I'd also just love it if you came back, so please subscribe to this podcast and join me for future episodes. And until then, may God bless you.